You know, I think that the opening lines of Robert Palmer's Addicted to Love are appropriate today. And that's because the media does have an addiction. And I have been in on this, so I know how it feels. And that is the sense that something big has begun to roll. And you want to roll with it. And so what we're looking at now is the media's got this sense that, we're going to see impeachment, that we are going to see it. And, you know, there's an element in there of, are we going to see removal from office? That's the drama. What will go on in the Senate? And right now, the general feeling is, well, there's not going to be 20 senators from the Republican side who are going to join in the removal operation. But the impeachment, I told you this. I warned, at the time I was doing the radio show, I said, if the Democrats get in, if they take over the House, they will impeach. They will. And, I don't think we had any way of seeing that it was going to be about this Ukraine business, but, I knew they were going to over something. At the time, it appeared to be Russia, but they're going to do it. There is going to be impeachment. Now, what the schedule seems to be is let's draft these articles of impeachment, vote on them, and then let it linger through the election cycle. Okay, so the stories today, Washington Post, Schiff's panel. He would be, I don't remember which one he is, but Adam Schiff's panel will hear from the whistleblower. New York Post, whistleblower fears for his safety after Trump remarks. Politico, Trump demands to meet the whistleblower. Anybody accused should be able to face his accuser. Very simple thing. Mediaite, Chris Wallace reports that Joe and Victoria are working with Rudy off the books. That's Joe DeGeneva and Victoria Tensing, the husband-wife lawyer team. I don't know what this means. I mean, they're working with Rudy off the books, meaning they're not being paid by the White House. Okay, fine. What big deal? New York Times, House Democrats careful about selling impeachment back home. Turns out that back home people are not all that, well, what are you going to do about prescription drugs? What are you going to do about guns? What are you going to do about health care? Well, I'm impeaching. It's not selling so well. New York Times, Trump friend Bossert warned Trump there's nothing to the Ukraine server story. This is an often overlooked aspect of Trump's obsession with Ukraine. He apparently won't let go of a theory that somebody put in his head, maybe Rudy, that the DNC server that was hacked by the Russians in 2016 is in Ukraine. And Bossert keeps telling him, no, it's not. It's over there at the DNC, right next to the cabinet that was broken into during Watergate. But anyway, apparently Trump won't let go of this. And Bossert says, that's just terrible. It's terrible. He just won't let go of it. New York Times, Trump rarely acts alone. Here are a list of his accomplices. The New York Times thinks should be called and run out of town. They, of course, include Rudy and Bill Barr. Pelosi sent Democrats home with a simple message. All you do is you say to people, no one is above the law. I think that, look, she's got a tiger by the tail here. The Democrats really want to impeach him, but they know there isn't a big appetite for it back at home. And so they're trying this thing of nobody's above the law. He broke the law. But, you know, most people look at what he did here as a parking ticket. Democrats find themselves answering impeachment questions, excluding all others. This is in the Washington Post. Washington Post, Republican hits Trump for retweeting Civil War. This is Adam Kinzinger. Trump retweeted Reverend Robert Jeffries. If Trump is impeached and removed, there'll be civil war. You know, Robert Jeffries, I've never thought much of, and Trump shouldn't be retweeting whatever it is he says. He's kind of a jerk. Washington Post poll finds most Americans not surprised at Trump's Ukraine call, and less than half thinks it's very serious. Politics. Okay, so this is an old story that is recycling itself. The Biden campaign tells the networks to stop booking Rudy. This is Anita Dunn. Now, if the name doesn't mean anything to you, you got to remember back in the beginning of the Obama administration when Anita Dunn convinced Obama that we can put Fox out of business. We can delegitimize Fox. And so she led this campaign that Fox was not a real news network and shouldn't be included in White House press stuff and all that. And it failed. Remember Glenn Beck, Fox show, when he had that red phone and kept waiting for Anita Dunn to call? So this is Anita Dunn again, telling the network, stop booking Rudy. Her way of dealing with bad news is to shut up the people, or try to shut up the people who were making her life difficult. And Biden's got a problem because no matter what these investigations have shown, he just looks dirty. It just looks dirty. You can go around saying, oh, you know, his involvement in Ukraine with his son there was all debunked. Blah, he didn't do anything. Yeah, but everybody who looks at it, every real person who looks at it says, there's a father helping his son. And the father happens to be vice president, and the son is involved in some people who are doing some dirty deals. This doesn't look good. New York Times says Biden's got a problem. His online advertising has disappeared. New York Times, Democrats losing independence with their sharp turn to the left. Washington Post, Bernie's inequality tax is aimed at CEOs who make more than 50 times the average worker. If you make more than that, you're going to tax the company. Politico says Bernie is a candidate in decline. Because he won't change his ways and because Elizabeth Warren is gaining on him. Social justice warriors, the LAPD is under fire for advertising on Breitbart. Can't do that. Everybody knows that's a racist outfit. New York Times, the ways you were misinformed about slavery in school. New York Times cannot let slavery go. New York Post. The Asian woman who's on the New York Times editorial board who hates white men has left the board. This is the slow motion firing of Sarah Jiang, I think her name is. She's famous for talking about how she just loves shutting down old white men on Twitter and stuff like that. Tech. This is in the Washington Post. All of a sudden, Uber is a shitty place to work. You know, then once they went public, all this stuff they used to do when it was a privately held company, like, you know, free food and ping pong in the office and blah, blah, blah. No, no more. The investors want everybody to work hard and not get free stuff and make money for them. And it's all of a sudden a sucky place to work. Whiskey Tango Foxtrot, $15 an hour is hitting New York businesses and restaurants, and it is hurting. You know, they profile one or two restaurants who are closing because of the costs of servers. And what this one is that they used to have 60 servers and now they have 40, and they used to hand make the tortillas for their tacos. But it doesn't make sense when the cost jumped from $8 an hour to $15 an hour. So anyway, they're, you know, the customers have noticed they're not coming around so much. They think it's kind of a crappy place. And so they're going out of business. the LA Times, LA to declare state of emergency on homelessness to free up disaster money. San Francisco Chronicle, the Boulder War in San Francisco over homeless encampments. So what some neighbors did was they got together and they bought these big boulders and they put them on the sidewalk so that the homeless wouldn't set up tents, you know, and poop in the gutter. So some people who thought that was terrible came along and pushed the boulder in the streets. And then the city came along and moved the boulders back on the sidewalk. And then the people who hate the boulders came out and pushed them back on the street. And the city's pushing them back on the sidewalk. The boulder war in San Francisco over homelessness. It is, the email is host@johngibson.com. Please send me a note. Also, if I may say, the bitch box number is 859-544-2766. And Twitter is at Gibson Radio. And I encourage you to please, if you see something you like, retweet it. Yeah, addicted to love, and they're addicted to impeachment. It's happening. It's really happening. Trump is pissed. Oh, man, he's tweeting like crazy. See you on the podcast a little bit later.